And Brian Finn is here with the Business News Morning.
Thank you, Audrey. Good morning. Hotel group Dalata, which owns and operates the Maldron and Clayton brands, has reported half-year results. Dermot Crowley, CEO of Dalata, is on the line. Revenue up 6%, Dermot, but revenue per available room, a key performance measure for the industry, that was down slightly. Are hotel room prices levelling off, or is this a timing issue?
No, I mean, like 2023 was a very strong year, Brian, and RevPARs are down in most of the cities that we operate. For instance, in Dublin, for the first half of the year, they were down just over 5%. Now, very happy with how we performed there. Our own RevPAR was down 4.5%. But our average room rate in Dublin was down about €2 versus the same time last year. So, yeah, there certainly has been downward pressure. Now, obviously, an increase in the VAT rate of 4.5%. And there's been, over the last 18 months, about an additional 2,500 rooms in Dublin as well, so that would have played into that reduction.
So that levelling out a little bit. We'll be hearing from the DAA chief, Kenny Jacobs, later in the programme on the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, and they say it will be reached this year, that 32 million cap. Is that impacting on the wider tourism and hotel sector?
Well, not so far, but undoubtedly it will. I mean, we're an island, we need access. The idea of limiting the number of passengers who've been through Dublin Airport makes no sense to me. And especially Dublin, 87%, as I understand, of international arrivals come through Dublin. And I think I've said this before, I think people don't understand the impact it has, not just on Dublin, but especially on regional Ireland, where tourism is the biggest regional employer. Like, we've over 260,000 people employed in our industry. So I would be hugely in favour of removing the passenger cap.
Let's talk about concert. What happened with room bookings on the nights of the scheduled Oasis concerts in Manchester next year?
Yeah, look, first of all, I have to apologise to the guests who were impacted by what happened with our reservation systems last week in Manchester for our two Maldron hotels. And I'd also like to guarantee you, we absolutely did not deliberately cancel bookings with the intention of then reselling them at a higher rate. I don't want to get too technical, but what happened really in the hours before and after the concert dates in Manchester were announced, our two Maldron hotels experienced a surge of bookings. And effectively, our systems that manage the communication between our hotel systems and the online booking platforms just became absolutely overwhelmed by the volume of traffic. And the net result is that we ended up with far more bookings than we had rooms available. I mean, to give you some context, we were overbooked by 911 rooms for one night in question. Effectively, the messaging from our hotel system to say that the hotel was full wasn't getting through to the online booking platforms.
That's why
we ended up with such overbooking.
And did people who had already booked, were their rooms then cancelled?
So what we do then is we send out cancellation requests to those customers who'd booked on the online platforms, because effectively we didn't have the rooms. So what we're trying to do now is we will be working over the next week, right, in seeing how we can resolve the situation. But it is very complex, because effectively we've got far more bookings than we do have hotel rooms.
Are you going to honour those original bookings, people who had already booked in before Oasis announced these concert dates?
Yeah, no. Anyone who booked before last Monday would honour all those bookings, absolutely.
And then those that came with later prices, if there are rooms left, they will get them?
We're trying to work through, effectively understand things like some people wouldn't have got tickets for the concert, so they won't want rooms in any case. So we're trying to work through now the volume of how many rooms is available and how many bookings we have, and potentially seeing can we use some of our other hotels to accommodate those customers as well. It is obviously a huge embarrassment when something like this happens, and we can only apologise to the customers, and we will work with them over the coming weeks.
Dermot Crowley, CEO of Dalata, thank you very much indeed.